Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wales.
This is Ryan.
And this is the Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is the first show for May 2016, which means it's the Pokemon show.
Right.
No, I'm good. So we are going to do a couple of things for this show. Wes is going to munch on some Pringles.
That's not too audible.
It's going to be incredibly audible. But we are going to play Who's That Pokemon first up, and then we're going to do a random generation for a Gen 1 team.
Well, your daughter lost my Pringles cap, so I have to eat the entire thing tonight.
I feel like she's 3, so I feel like that's kind of your responsibility to keep track of your cap.
She was on the other side of the room, surrounded by more adults.
Excuses.
I mean, she was surrounded by you, her mother.
I don't have a dog in this home,
Ryan,
though, so
Ryan's a
if she gets the best of you, then that's just good on her.
To a degree.
Okay, so we got 6 Pokemon for each of you. For Who's That Pokemon, remind me that there is, of course, the steel mechanic as we start here. Who wants to be player one? Who wants to be player two?
I'll be player A.
I'm Team Wolverine. You guys can deal with that.
Okay, so Ryan, since you are player two, Wes is going first. So Wes, here you go.
Oh god,
stealing it.
Here's your entry. An enigmatic Pokemon that can effortlessly regenerate any appendage it loses in battle.
Ooh.
An enigmatic Pokemon that can effortlessly regenerate any appendage it loses in battle.
Oh, man. Let me think about this. What can regrow appendages?
An enigmatic Pokemon.
I don't know what that word means.
Kind of mysterious.
Well, that's right out of the gate. I thought of the final form of Solaris, which I can't remember what that stupid thing was called. I think it started with an R.
Which one's Solaris?
Is
oh
it Solaris?
Yeah,
the thing in the ball.
Oh, you're talking about Solosis.
Solosis is a movie.
Is that a movie?
Yeah,
I think.
Where did I get that from?
The remake is not very good. The original is great.
The remake, that was they remade it with
Clooney.
Yeah.
It's not very good, but the original is.
Stats aren't awesome. Going to tell me a whole lot. Go ahead and give me the stats, because I'm probably going to have to go with the gen.
30, 45, 55, 70, 55, 85, for a total of 340.
So its top two sets are speed and...
Is that special defense?
Special attack.
Special attack.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating. It's hard.
Say anything. Give me the gen.
1.
Gen 1 that can regrow limbs.
Dang.
Fast with a high special attack. I have to go as far as the type. Go ahead.
Water.
Pure water type that can regrow limbs. Oh my god, I hate myself. Okay, well, let's go through the types. We got Poliwag. We got that evolution. Yeah, Squirtle. That's a no. Turtles can't regrow their limbs. Gyarados. Shut your mouth. There's Gyarados. There is Horsea. There is Goldeen, Psyduck. There is Lapras. None of those sound right. There is. Oh my gosh, why can't I think of any more water types? I know there's more. There's Tentacool. That's water poison, so that's not it.
There's a water ice I can think of.
Well, there's Shellder, which... That's not your regrowing limbs, is it? A freaking shell. I'm gonna go with Starmie.
Say it for the mic.
I'm gonna go with Starmie.
It is Staryu.
Son of a bitch.
Thanks for letting me guess, though.
Fuck you. God damn it.
I was, although if I had, I probably wouldn't have taken
with
the guess.
With an 85 speed?
I was thinking it was slow.
Wait. What was
the
special attack?
70.
Yeah, it should be high for sure.
Yeah, total.
I'm dumb. It should,
total base stats of 340.
But wasn't there a plot line where they were cutting off Slowpoke tails?
Yeah, in Gen 2, in Gold Silver, there's a plot line where they cut off
Slowpoke tails. Yeah, but they're not regrowing tails. They're freaking weird water monkeys. I don't know what that thing is.
That's true.
They are kind of a weird water monkey. Yeah, I never thought
kind
of that.
Kind of like a water sloth thing. Yeah. I don't know what the hell that thing is.
So, that's a big -4 to start out. So, Ryan.
Yeah, good start.
Woo! Going over to you.
Okay.
Its tackle is forceful enough to flip a 50-ton tank.
Jeez.
It shields its allies from danger with its own body.
Hmm. Mm. I remember there's an entry for, I want to say, like, one of the Rhydon, Rhyhorn entries where it knocks over a building.
I really want to steal.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. Read the entry one more time.
Its tackle is forceful enough to flip a 50-ton tank. It shields its allies from danger with its own body.
Its own body. All right. I'm not going to be able to get off of that, so the stats are?
88, 107, 122, 74, 75, 64, for a 530 total base stat.
530 is huge. Sounds like it could be that Rhyperior. Could definitely go with some more info, though. I gather it's going to be some combination of, like, rock or steel.
Your next
the next thing
the
I
gen.
Get is the gen, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's gen?
6.
Oh, it's recent. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that threw off my guess.
I think I know what it is, actually. Okay, so it's 520, which is about what a starter's stats are. I'm going to say chestnut.
It is chestnut.
Wow, what?
Okay, okay. So that was a +3 because you went to the gen.
Wow.
All right, Wes, you ready for another one?
I hate you.
You're going to
hell. Well, I had heard that entry before.
It's go screw yourself. Go ahead, John.
Don't worry, you're going to get this one. If it flips its head upside down, it's a sign that it is engaged in very complex thinking.
Crap.
If it flips its head upside down, it's a
my
sign.
My
guy
goes Hoot Hoot or Knocked Out. So it's a matter of. I'm going to go with Hoot Hoot.
It is Knocked Out.
Son of God, are you kidding me?
Again, thanks for letting me guess.
Son of a bitch. This whole steal thing is not working out. I keep forgetting.
We're so eager to inform
I'm
the person.
I'm -5 and you're 3. I can't. I didn't think it would be Knocked Out. I thought it would be something like deeper and more.
Hmm.
You were so close, though. I would have never guessed that.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It can't beat Hoot Hoot. Hoot Hoot's whole freaking body is its head.
I'm an idiot. I thought owls had better, like, they could turn their heads around, not vertically.
Apparently Pokemon owls can, like, flip
upside down. No, owls can do that, too. They do, like...
But, like, completely
but
upside down.
But Hoot Hoot's entire body is its head.
If only the audience could see the two of you.
He can't.
Try to flip our heads upside down. Yeah, it's bizarre. You're the one who's drinking.
I'm just guessing. Like, quick fire guessing. I'm not thinking this through.
All right. No, that's a
-5.
You were like
+3.
Don't give up. Ryan, you're up next.
Mm-hmm.
It emits a smell that enraptures those who smell it. The fragrance changes depending on what it is eaten. It sounds like this Pokemon is farting.
It does. Or burping.
It has enrapturing farts.
So it's got to be something like a Stunky. I'm tempted to... Well, God.
It emits a smell that enraptures those who smell it. The fragrance changes depending on what it has eaten.
There's a lot of Pokemon that are supposed to smell good, I think. And the one that I think it might be, I don't even know if I can pronounce it right, if it is right. I'm just going to guess. Aromatisse.
Wes, would you care to steal?
I will lose a point if I get it wrong, right?
Yes.
I do not.
Okay. It is Spritzy.
Oh!
The first form of Aromatisse.
Well, hey, we both got that wrong in the same way.
Ready, Wes?
Patronize me.
Wes, player one.
Wait, was that just a -1 for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 to -5. -5. Okay. Fire away.
It is said to be able to seize anything it desires with its 6 rings and 6 huge arms. With its powers sealed, it is transformed into a much smaller form.
What the damn hell?
It is said to be able to seize anything it desires with its 6 rings and 6 huge arms. With its power sealed, it is transformed into a smaller form.
6 rings and 6 arms?
6 rings, 6 arms. 6 huge arms. Huge.
The only thing that pops in my head is that weird legendary that I don't really know what the hell that thing is.
Would you care for the base stats?
I probably won't get this. I'm gonna have to like take a random guess at something. I'm gonna go with Shuckle.
It is not. Would you care to steal, Ryan?
That sounds a lot like Hoopa.
That is Hoopa.
Oh, yes. That was his name. I knew it was Hoopa. I couldn't remember his damn name.
Yes.
So, Wes, that is minus one to you.
So, that's I'm negative six to your
that's
three.
That is a really descriptive entry.
Yeah.
It tells it because they have the unbound Hoopa,
mm-hmm.
I guess is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember its name at all. I have no idea what that thing is.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, back over to you.
Okay.
I hate you, Ryan. Burn out.
It is famous for its shabby appearance. When populous, they tend to cluster in set locations.
Shabby appearance.
The shabby appearance it is famous for.
So it looks like shit. Dresses terribly. It's always out of season. Doesn't color match. Probably wears stripes and plaid all the time together.
All the time. Shit.
I don't know. Read the entry for me one more time.
It is famous for its shabby appearance. When populous, they tend to cluster in set locations.
Give me the stats.
20, 15, 20, 10, 55, 80, for a paltry 200.
It's really fast, though, for being so terrible at everything. And it has really big defense. That's weird. Special defense, right? What were those last two stats?
55 special defense, 80 speed.
An amazing 55 special defense, at least it's not.
Shoko got nothing on this guy.
Okay, God. Next, I get the gen,
mm-hmm.
which is?
Three.
Oh. Ooh, third gen. I'm going to keep digging. What's the type?
It is a water type.
Oh, pure water. Jesus, that's tricky.
It is famous for its shabby appearance. When populous, they tend to cluster in set locations.
Huh. Shabby appearance. Water. Terrible stats.
Shabby. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is.
Next up is the moves.
I don't know if the moves are ever going to help. Famous for shabby appearance. I wish there was a way to build that AR. You feel like you've given me all of the information I should need. I'll start naming.
I feel like the only other information I'd give you is the moves.
So, God.
Gen 3 water.
Yeah, that's the... oh, shit! This is a shot in the dark because it ends up so pretty when it evolves. Phoebus?
It is Phoebus, yes.
Yes!
I hate you so all much.
Alright. Whew.
I really do.
Alright, Wes, time
Phoebus
to start.
Phoebus does not look shabby, by the way. I don't know.
What's that? Is that like plus two?
That's a plus two, yes. So Ryan
so
is currently at
five.
Plus five.
And I'm at negative six.
You are currently at negative six, yes. Time you can get
don't
it.
Feel bad. By the way, let's recap what happened last game. The most thorough beatdown that has ever happened in the history of Who's That Pokemon took place. Okay? So, jeez.
I've hit my stride.
I'm glad that I have it.
John's got flashcards in the room by
I'm in striking distance.
She goes over the midnight with him.
I mean, you joke, but there are times where it's really slow at work. I'm like, let's read some Pokedex entries. Let's brush up on this.
Oh my god, you son of a...
I'm coming prepared.
Oh my god.
I'm not really guessing too many. Like, I think the last one that I just guessed on the first one was like Girafarig. Oh, and Crobat. I got Crobat. First guess.
I'm going to intentionally give you some of the weirdest named ones that I can think of the next time around.
Bring it on.
Grottle. Who remembers the name Grottle? No.
All right, Wes. See if you can remember this name.
Oh boy.
A broken tusk will not grow back, so it diligently sharpens its tusk on river rocks after the end of a battle.
It makes me think of Donphan. Makes me think of Piloswine. And what was his name? Bombaswine? Whatever the freak thing of evolution that is, but I doubt it's that thing. Because there's no rivers up there, they're frozen. He's an ice Pokemon. I really want to get Stompin. But I don't know about that one. Give me the stats. You gotta catch up.
66, 117, 70, 40, 50, 67. for a total of 410.
That makes me want to get a stomp, man. For the high attack. Give you the gen?
5.
Ooh, it's not that. It's not daunt, man.
A broken tusk will not grow back, so it diligently sharpens its tusks on river rocks after the end of a battle.
I don't know gen 5 well. Give me the type.
Dragon.
Oof. Can't be Axu. I don't remember the middle form, which is what it is, but I don't remember its name. There's another one I can't remember. It's Axu and the thing, and then the last one's Haxorus. Son of a biscuit. No one ever cares about the middle form. Who cares about that crap?
Maybe this girl.
Just to go to your point, what's Chikorita's second form?
Combustion.
Chikorita.
Oh, Chikorita? Mm-hmm. Bay leaf?
Bay leaf, yeah.
Yeah.
How about Totodile? I'm going to the second gen because it's the one we've played the most.
Totodile. Last one's Frog there.
Croconaw?
Croconaw! Man. Quilava's the middle of the other one.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody knows that one, Gasofo. He's the best. And I can't remember his middle name. His middle one. At all.
So you're going to whiff on this one?
I want to say it starts with an L, but I have no idea. Go ahead, Ryan.
Ryan, you want to steal?
Yeah, I do. It's Fracture.
It is Fracture, yeah.
Yeah. What's that, -3?
Well, the thing is that Haxorus' entry, if I remember correctly, talks about him sharpening tusks as well.
Mm.
Which is weird. You don't think he has those tusks, but he does. He's got those weird, like, I don't know.
So what, I'm -9 now?
Sure.
Doesn't matter. I'm so far in the hole.
Yeah, Ryan's got
it. Hey, welcome to my world. This is how I felt last.
What? Deep in John's hole.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Took me a
minute. All right, you ready for another one, Ryan?
Sure. It only took you a minute.
Yeah.
At night, ooh, these Pokemon.
Jeez, God, I'm going to stop talking.
At night, these
Pokemon. I'm going to pull out of this conversation.
Well, we're not going to cuddle with you here.
Jeez. Oh,
at night, these Pokemon sleep together, goddammit.
Jesus, good time for this.
At night, these Pokemon sleep together in groups of about 1,000, packed closely together in a lump.
A lump.
At night, these Pokemon sleep together in groups of about 1,000, packed closely together in a lump.
So there's a big bulge of these things at night, is what you're saying.
Sure is.
I'll take the stats. 30,
30, 42, 30, 42, 70, for a total of 244.
Okay, so again, really fast, but pretty shitty. One more time with the stats again, just so I can get a general ballpark. 30, 30, 42,
30, 42, 70, for a total of 244.
So it's really fast, and it slightly favors specials. Read the entry.
At night, these Pokemon sleep together in groups of about 1,000, packed closely together in a lump.
I have an idea what it might be. What's the gen? Or no, wait, the next week's gen?
Yeah.
What is it?
4.
Gen 4. Wait, that's the... Fifth gen is when they redid the entire roster, right? Someone could.
I don't know.
Do you think he's
asking if in the fifth gen they had any repeat Pokemon. Do you think that's fair to tell him that? What do you think? Are you comfortable with me?
This is Trebek would not divulge this information.
Okay.
We must all look to Trebek though for his wisdom.
Yeah, you know he's
well, we should have like a bronze bust of Trebek.
Who else would have into Pat Sajak?
Right. No, absolutely. He doesn't have to make any calls.
Yeah.
Tell them if they're fucking right or not.
Who's the guy that hosts Family Feud?
Louis Anderson? Steve Harvey doesn't know.
Yeah,
I'm Steve Louis Harvey. Anderson. Big Fat Polly?
I only say that.
Amazing reference.
So good.
So, jeez. So it's the fourth gen. I don't really know much about the fourth gen. And it's a little okay on specials. It's the only favorite specials. It's really fast. There's a ton of them. So, God, why can't I even think if this is right?
that there. Okay, so it's the fifth. You said it's the fourth gen?
Fourth gen.
I'm pretty sure it's the fifth gen that redoes the entire thing, because I'm thinking it's Swoobat or Woobat? The not Zubat thing. So it's not that.
The not Zubat. The wrong gen. If there's Zubat, then the not Zubat.
Yeah, because like all gens have the Zubat, and then one gen doesn't. Fuck. I don't know. I guess maybe the type will bail me out. What's the type?
Bug flying.
Oh. No. Bug flying. The fourth gen. What the hell is it? God damn you. I'm totally blanking. I can kind of think of what it looks like, if it even is close to right. I just don't. I'm not gonna waste. Well, no. Give me a few more seconds.
I am gonna waste stuff. I'm not gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna
boy. I've done so good so far. I hate to drop the ball on this.
I'm -9, Ryan.
Yeah. I can visualize it in my mind so well. I just can't. It. So
your mind brain is permanently.
Do you know what it is? Feel free to guess.
Oh my god, no idea.
Are you gonna whiff on this one?
I'm totally whiffing.
I'm gonna guess, but it's not an official guess.
So you don't want to go for the steal?
I don't want to go for the steal, but I'm gonna take a guess anyways. Okay. I just randomly Motham. I don't know why that thing popped in my head.
That's kind of what I was thinking of.
It is not Motham. It is Combi.
Oh yeah.
Oh
fuck! Makes perfect sense.
That does make sense.
What would you have given me, sweet scent?
Yes.
Nope. Might have known that.
So, Wes, you are...
How many questions we got left?
Two.
All right, I gotta get both of these on the first hint. Right in the entry.
Okay.
Because you're, what, six, right?
I don't know what I'm...
So you have to go down to the last thing and get it wrong.
All right, so if you want to do a quick score check.
Okay.
Ryan is currently at 3-3. Ryan's at +2.
Oh.
Yeah, I've got a few wrong.
Well, Ryan can just guess at the first ones and win.
And then you, Wes, are, of course, at 5.
Unless
six,
I steal.
Unless I steal.
You're at -9.
-9 to +2.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Okay. All
right.
Most epic comeback in Who's That Pokemon history. About to happen. Grab onto your seat, folks.
And it's going to start with this one. Said to live in huge colonies in deep jungles, although no one has ever returned from there.
What?
I don't make the entries. I don't even pick the Pokemon.
Said to live...
in huge colonies.
Huge colonies.
Huge, he said.
Huge.
Huge! Colonies. In the jungles.
Mm-hmm.
Where no one is said to return.
Right.
Then how did they know they're here?
Right.
I mean, I'm not trying to... Usually, whenever they have anything that refers to a legend or anything that is speculative, it means it's a legendary.
Oh, God.
So it's probably that.
Oh, God.
It's probably Arceus.
I think Arceus' entry is this Pokemon is God. Bow down and worship.
Yes.
Bow down and worship.
We all know the one true God is Dragonite, though.
Do we, though?
Yeah.
Would a true God evolve so late?
I need, oh my god. Can I phone a friend?
We're both right here.
You probably only had two friends? You son of a bitch.
That was the implication.
Oh
yeah.
My god! That's cutthroat, man. I mean, you're practically right, but...
It's Who's That Pokemon?
It's not like I got that much more, but...
Your next hint is the...
Types.
Stats. Which, you know, if you can't win, at least maybe you can get one right.
I'm getting to that point, but I can win if he bails, gets them wrong, and I steal.
Mm.
So I can win.
Mm.
So I'm depending if I want to go, but I have to get +5s here to go positive. And the stats aren't going to get me. I need the gen on it. I mean, I really want it. I don't know why Victini pops my head. Oh, all right, I'm gonna take a guess.
Okay.
Genesect.
Ryan, would you like to steal?
Damn it!
What was the entry?
Bug, I thought. Jungle, forest. No, Genesect is... I don't know why I guessed that.
Genesect is a bug steal.
I just guess some random thing.
Said to live in huge jungles deep in... Sorry. Said to live in huge colonies deep in jungles, although no one has ever returned from there.
That's not enough to go on. I'm not even gonna speculate.
This Pokemon is Victory Bell.
Oh. Wow.
What?
That's...
Victory Bell.
What?
Victory Bell.
That's pure and utter nonsense. Pure and utter nonsense.
Hi, Ryan. You're up.
All right, let's do it.
Why did I guess Genosect? I thought Bug...
I think legendary. I might have swayed you the wrong way with the legendary talk.
Well, clearly you did.
It was not a legendary.
Clearly you did.
All right, here's the next entry.
Okay.
A master of courtesy and swordsmanship. It fights using extended swords on its elbows. I love that entry.
Whoa. This seems so specific. Swords on its elbows.
How do you fight like that? That's just...
Don't worry about it.
I hope you have a nice punishment for me this time, John.
I don't.
You have a punishment for me at all?
No. We kind of fell off of the punishment wagon.
We're like two punishments, like, in the hole here.
For me, the shame of losing was punishment enough. I'll just say that.
Well, I'm very familiar with that shame, you know.
So, God, I have an idea what it might be. Oh, no, I have two ideas of what I might be. Shit. Read the entry.
I'm looking up Genosect.
Stand by.
I want to see how off I was and how much of an idiot I am.
Okay. A master of courtesy and swordsmanship. It fights using extended swords on its elbows.
Maybe the stats would give it away.
I mean, you're not really in a position to lose here.
I know. I still want to be fair about it. No. I want to be the gentleman that this Pokemon is, apparently.
Mm.
I guess I'll just guess. I mean, I feel like it's a pretty safe guess. I have two ideas of what it might be. And this, it's an easy steal if I go the wrong way with it. I will say Escavalier.
Wes, would you like to steal? It is not Escavalier.
What were the hints so far?
A master, just the entry. A master of courtesy and swordsmanship. It fights using extended swords on its elbows.
Can I steal my wrong one?
Extended swords on its elbows. I don't know. I guess I'll go with Scyther.
It's not Scyther here. It's Gallade.
I would have been wrong again. Wow.
What was the other guess?
Which one's Gallade?
My other guess
was... Oh, that's the...
Duoblade.
Oh, yeah.
It's Duo. But yeah, that makes... If I had gone to
Gallade's
fight...
the thing
fighting
of, Corellia, right?
Yeah. Corellia either becomes...
He's got... he has extended blades on his... Oh, yeah. They do kind of stick out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure never thought him to be that courteous.
Yeah, my guess of Genosect was completely another idiocy. I don't know why.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty bad.
So, Wes, here's your last one. You got a chance to get one right here.
Okay.
It may plummet from the sky.
Good start.
If attacked by a Spearow, it violently shakes its leaves.
Makes me want to think Hoppet. But Spearow's kind of an interesting pick. Tropius flies, but plummets from the sky.
I would love to see a Spearow attack a Tropius.
I would love to see that.
Normally too. I wouldn't say anything, but this game is out of reach at this point, but fuck yes. This would be amazing if it was Tropius.
I don't know, just thought of something that flies with leaves. Not much that does that. Hoppet flies. Those are the only two I can think of with leaves that fly. Yeah, stats.
Everything's 30 for a total of 180. This is an amazing stat distribution. Everything is fucking amazing.
Give me the gen.
2.
Ooh. So it's not Hoppet. Give me the type.
Grass.
Straight grass.
Straight grass.
Might as well get the last one. Give me the moves.
Synthesis, Ingrain, Seed Bomb, Sunny Day. Mega Drain, Giga Drain, Solar Beam.
That doesn't help at all.
Focus on Ingrain, Synthesis, Sunny Day.
Grass types from Gen 2. Let's go through it.
I want you to get one right. We have used this Pokemon. When we actually ran through Goldzilla.
There's very
over
little
again.
We haven't used.
But with a moveset like Ingrain, Synthesis... Mega Drain, Sunny Day.
I have no idea. It's ridiculous.
Well, you don't know Gen 2 very well.
No, I don't.
I'm ashamed of myself because I can't think of it.
We're going to get there. We're
going to
We're going to run through Gen 2.
It's not Chikorita days. Or any of those evolutions because they don't fly at all. They plummet from the sky. I don't... That seems weird to me. I can't think of any straight grasses from that gen for some reason. I'm completely blanking on them. The only other ones I could think of is some flora and... Oh! It could be Sunkern, but I can't think of that thing flying.
It doesn't necessarily fly, it just plummets.
It just plummets, but then it flaps its leaves if it gets attacked by
a... Spearow.
Spearow. You're like, what the... Did the wind pick it up? I don't even know. The only thing I can think of is Sunkern. I'm going to guess Sunkern.
It is Sunkern.
Oh, my God.
You got one.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I got 1 point. Back to -9, baby.
All right, Ryan, let's wrap this up.
Okay.
Last one for absolutely nothing on the table. This is meaningless. It is an herbivore. It eats grass and tree shoots. While it is eating, its tail makes chewing and swallowing motions as if it were also eating.
Its tail makes chewing and swallowing. Sounds like a... Giraffe rig might do. Stats.
Stats. Stand by. 70, 80. Try to keep up, computer. 65, 90, 65, 85 for a total of 455. 70, 80,
65, 90, 65,
85.
Is it Tropius?
Gen is?
2.
What did I say it might be a giraffe?
I'm just saying Tropius.
How's a giraffe rig?
It is giraffe rig, yeah. Second time he's come up.
Boom.
So yeah, that's the end.
Yeah, I'm terrible.
No punishment this time, Wes. We gotta think of something good.
We're never doing punishments again, apparently.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been able to think of anything good. But.
Oh my god.
We'll get there.
How's about the people that have lost the most, the two people that have lost the most, have to have gay sex?
I think that's, we've already had gay sex.
So. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's nothing now.
So, that's a known quantity.
I'm good.
It's a hard pass on that one.
Yeah.
It's a relief
hard
to win.
Pass.
It's nice to win. Feels
yeah.
good.
Yeah, burn
it
now.
It's good. It's a good victory.
I hate you.
It was a solid sweep.
I'm going to eat your soul. All
right. Next time, I'm hosting, I guess, apparently.
I think
and
so.
I am going to have a punishment. So if you guys want to make up for lost punishments, which I am deserving of one, we'll do it.
I think all of us are deserving of one at this point in the hole.
I haven't lost in a while, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Actually, I don't think you haven't lost in a while.
No.
It's your turn next, so it's me versus John.
Right.
So John wins again.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm going to lose John.
Okay, so let's take a break and then come back with our Gen 1 thing.
Yeah, sure.
Ryan, you won. So I figure you pick the starter first, I'll pick next, and Wes is stuck with whoever because he lost.
Okay, that's a
so,
fair
so
point.
So we're gonna do a Gen 1 run through.
Okay.
I don't really care which version I play. I'll probably just pick up red or something because
I guess that's my punishment.
Fucking Team Red.
Guess I'm stuck with like Charmander.
So
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
So Ryan, go ahead and whoever you feel like.
I get to pick a starter?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm actually going to take...
You're
going to
take Charmander?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so
and
rough in the morning, in the beginning of that
in the
game.
Morning, yeah.
It is rough in
Shut
the
up,
morning, but here's the thing, so...
I hear that Wes likes it rough in the morning.
Hey, you know.
Only way to do it.
With the whammers. No, the thing about it is, I'm normally like Bulbasaur all the way. Bulbasaur is the greatest thing ever in the first gen, he's so awesome. But, since we are doing kind of a limited set, and the best pure HM slave... outside of Mew, because he can learn anything, is actually Charmander, because it can learn, I believe, Strength, Fly, and Cut.
Hmm.
So it just knocks out 3 of the HMs you need. Nobody else really does that. I think that was one of the things, because I've already done a playthrough of Gen 1, and I've realized how limiting the HMs are, and what you can learn. It's like nowadays, everything can learn Cut, everything can learn Strength, but back then it was pretty
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm taking Charmander, not because I probably even use him that much. He is going to be moving boulders and flying me around and cutting things.
Cool. All right, so I'm going to take Squirtle, because he's the one I wanted to use.
Oh, cool. I got Bulbasaur.
So yeah, you got some Bulbasaur.
That's what I wanted.
Bulbasaur's awesome.
Everybody works out. I love Bulbasaur.
So we'll go through the same order. I got random Pokemon generator pulled up here for just the Kanto region. We're going to generate 6 Pokemon, and that'll be the team that you can pick from.
I don't have anything to write this down on. Should we specify that? We're all three doing red.
Sure. Yeah, we're all going to do red.
Yep. Cool.
So whatever gaps or anything that we need to fill, we'll use a different Virtual Console version to import them over if we need to.
And we're using whatever the random generator gives us.
Right.
Legendaries included.
Right. So what we'll do, we're going to generate 6. So you'll have your starter, and then 6 more, so you'll have someone on the bench in case you need to. And then they'll give us the best coverage in case there's like a gap in HMs. Hopefully we all get a water type here, which is likely because it's Gen 1. Because we're gonna
what if we don't get a water type? We really can't finish the game.
It's something we got to think about, and we may have to address that when we talk about our first, like the first few sections of the game.
Do what you got to do to get through the game.
Okay.
If you need a flash, get something with flash. Who cares?
Okay.
I mean, just to make that, I mean, do you want to...
Don't actually use it, but just have it there.
Well, do you want to blindly walk through the cave?
Kind of. That would suck. Yeah. I've done that before. It sucks.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you absolutely have to, you can never use it in battle, but you just, if you have to get through something to do it, then you use whatever the move is needed.
Okay.
Like, you'll never need to fly, really. A fly is just a convenience.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense.
But strength cut, things like that, you will need.
Yeah, strength cut. Flash you don't really need, but it'd be good to have.
Dig.
Dig you don't really need.
Oh, I forgot. Digs
an
HM in this one.
Your flash.
That's not an HM.
Cut, strength, and surf are really the bones you really need.
Yeah.
But anyway, all right, Ryan, so we're going to generate yours first. So, generated.
Cool.
And of course, you can use the evolutionary branches of this. And you're going to be happy with this one, actually. Look at this. You got yourself a Haunter.
Oh, you already have it ready?
Oh, yeah. I just generated it just now.
Oh, no way. Cool. All right, let me see what I got.
You got yourself a Haunter, Vulpix, Rapidash. So, you're tripling down on fire types there.
Oh, fucking Flareon. Don't do it.
Chansey.
Well, I get to reroll one, don't I? I mean, because I can't even get the Vulpix.
I can import you one.
I don't want you to import me one. Oh, this is a terrible team.
And Psyduck.
We're doing it.
I like Golduck. Golduck is good.
Golduck is great.
You got Chansey. You got Haunter.
You got Dodrio.
Let's roll with this for now.
Jeez. Let's see how this goes.
Let's see if anyone's going to be open up for any trades. Okay, so... West Vamp first.
God damn it. I got three. You're basically making me play a game again with 3 fire types.
Yeah.
Thanks. Fucking thanks.
We can just decide that we need to
trade me that Vulpix and I will release it.
Oh, how awesome. How awesome would it be if one of them was Flareon? Oh, that would be so good.
Jeez.
Oh, all right, I'm next. So I'm going to generate mine right now. I got to change my reason to just Kanto. All right, here we go. Generating another fucking Vulpix. First fucking one.
This is good.
And another Psyduck. Okay, so I got Vulpix, Nidorino, Raichu, Psyduck, Magmar, Pidgeotto. So
we both got Psyducks. Are you sure this is random?
Both got Psyducks and Vulpix.
That's right.
I don't know.
That's tremendous.
I don't know about this one.
I'm actually looking forward to this because Nidoking is actually pretty good in the first gen. Yep. I got myself a flyer there. I mean, I'm clearly only going to use one of these fire types, and it's probably going to be Magmar.
Yeah, he's better than Ninetales.
Raichu you get early on. I think Nidoking can probably learn a lot of my HMs for me. And I think Nidoking, well, I got Psyduck, I'll have Golduck, and hopefully he's able to.
Yeah, but you also got Squirtle, so it's not like you need 2 waters.
It's true, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm. So you want to double up on your fires or double up on your waters?
It's true, maybe we can work out some trades. Let's,
Well, he has Vulpix and Psyduck.
You are about to get your team,
oh,
too.
Oh, okay, my
team.
You
get fucking 6 grass types.
Jeez.
Oh, all right, Wes, you ready?
Oh. The
generate another Doduo.
God, you got a Charizard?
Oh, crap. How do I...
Doduo, Graveler, Tauros, Cubone, Charizard, Hypno.
Shit.
I don't know how... we're going to have to reroll that starter. Anyone opposed to...
Well, yeah, you had to reroll the starter.
No.
Okay, I'm going to pull up a different generator. Then we'll just generate one random for you. Because...
Oh, my God. I don't know how well this is going to work.
Not another Cubone. Done. Jeez. 2 Cubones for you, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You only have to use one, though.
Oh, man, this is going to suck.
Son of a bitch.
You know what? Keep your Vulpix. I'll run with 6, excluding.
You might
want to
trade me one of those Cubones for a Psyduck.
Let me see what I got. I'm not going to trade you my Psyduck. That's for damn sure. I will trade you my Vulpix for a Cubone.
I don't need another. Fire. I have Bulbix.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, he does. He doesn't have any fire types.
I don't have any fire types.
Right now, you got Doduo, Tauros, Graveler, two Cubones, and a Hypno.
I think I need a water type more because I can't. I don't have anybody you can surf.
I water type. I would give up because I have Squirtle. I would give up my Psyduck if you also take the Vulpix and I take your Hypno.
No.
Okay.
Take one of his Cubones as well.
Right. The trade would be
Vulpix and Hypno for Vulpix
and Psyduck.
No.
Okay. Well, have fun.
Ryan, what you got? What you got
what
for me?
What do I have again? God, I'm just...
What you got for me?
Okay, so the Haunter's all pretty awesome.
You both got no duos.
I can get Rapid awesome. Dash already. The Vulpix is just a waste of time, I feel like. Actually, are pretty good. Chansey's hard to get.
Yeah.
The Doduo's gonna get quickly.
I mean, you also have that Charmander, so these fire types
are... Oh, yeah, but really the Dodrio can't even... Oh, I mean, I got something like a fly already, so that doesn't matter. It's just gonna be shitty anyways. Yeah, I mean, you know, my team is not bad. I am making a big stink about getting that Vulpix. I'm not gonna play with it at all, though, so...
I can give you my Cubone for Vulpix.
I'll make that trade.
All right.
So wait, you'll trade him Cubone for Vulpix, but...
Yeah, because you've got a side deck that I can take. But you're not giving it up.
No, absolutely not.
No, at this point, it's just out of spite.
Okay, have fun surfing on Tauros.
You said we can have somebody to surf with, and we need to catch somebody. We just don't use them, I just don't have a water type.
The game gives you a Lapras, right?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Man, none of us got an Eevee. I was really hoping somebody.
Which, I'm trying to think of a way to get through that friggin', through Bruno. Which, Hypno would be good against his fighting type.
Mm-hmm.
But his rocks, I don't know what I can get through.
I have no probably just as effective there. You got yourself a psychic type.
Yeah, I think that'd be it. And then the first fight is all water.
I think you need to really think about how you're going to cut.
Oh, right.
I mean, you can always pick someone up.
I'm going to have to do that. I don't think I can get through the first fight in the Elite Four, though.
Who is an ice type, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you might have to rely on Tauros to brute strength his way through. Unless,
I don't think this run's going to go very well, guys. It's going to be pretty painful for all of us.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think this is going to be a rough run at all. I mean, I think we'll beat the game very easily and very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a hard game. It doesn't require a whole lot of grinding.
You want me to hang on to that? Or?
I'm just going to close and put it down here.
Okay, I was waiting for my list again.
Shoot me the email.
I'll write it down on some paper before you leave.
All right, fine.
I have the text.
If we're going to write it on the paper, don't worry about it.
So, any other Pokemon-related things you guys want to talk about? It's May 1st as a recording. Anyone get their Darkrai yet?
Oh, shit. No, I have not.
Oh, God.
I think that's another one where you have to go to a GameStop and get a scratch-off card.
It's worth it, man. Yeah. Those things are awesome. Yeah. Although, destroy the trade value of them. I actually was all over GTS with them.
Well, actually, but Darkias?
Darkrai.
Darkrai? Yeah, because Togekiss trades very well into Darkrai, and people will just eat up Darkrai like it's nothing. Like they'll trade them for... lots of really high-end stuff, as long as you're not going for, like, the ultra-elite things.
I think...
But what level is it?
I'm not
probably
sure.
Better. If it's, like, the other ones, it's probably...
Yeah, they've been dishing at level 100, which is a shame. But it's funny that this one and Mew so far have been download codes, and my conspiracy theory is a way... And I might have talked about this before. It's their way of sort of controlling the population, whereas with every other Pokemon, it's just a mystery gift. So you can download a bunch... put them onto the bank and restart your games as many times as you want and just multiply these things.
Oh, that's a good point.
So you could do that if you so choose, but like, since they're giving away codes for these things, there's still a finite amount of Mews and Darkrai's in the world, even though I plan on getting like 3.
Yeah.
So.
I'm going to capture the Marowak, the one that the game presents you. I'm going to get Ghastly and then the Marowak. Oh, man. No, we have to trade, though.
We have to actually trade?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm a bitch.
No, I'll get you... Wait, what do I have to get you? A Vulpix?
Actually, yeah, John has to give me the Vulpix.
Oh, I got blue now, so I can get you the Vulpix,
too.
Oh,
yeah, you can get me
Vulpix. Hey.
All
right. I'll do the legwork.
It's gonna be a while.
I'll make it happen.
It's gonna be a while, though.
It'd be very spiteful for me to be like, John, you know, make this... facilitate this trade that you won't even involve in.
That I got pushed out of. So, do you guys want to... Like, how far do you guys want to go first time through? You want to go to... Gym 2? How fast do we want to take this?
Gym 2 is going to be brisk as hell. I say we just go to gym, maybe like gym 3, 4, something like
So we get through. Well, let's finish off Gym 3, because that'll get us through the SSN, which can be a pretty lengthy.
That's true. That is a long chunk of the game.
Especially since there's no place to heal in there. So if you want to heal up, you got to leave, come back, make sure that you haven't fought the guy who gives you cut, because if you do, all that experience sails away on that ship.
Mm-hmm.
So you get about all that cash.
There's the guy puking in the trash cans.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The guy's cutting carrots, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So right. any other Pokemon things to address here before we close it out?
I meant to watch it. There was a video up for the Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah?
Like people playing it.
Oh, they got some beta footage?
I thought they did.
Yeah, I think you might be right, because I think the beta
I meant to watch it, but I forgot to.
The beta's up in Australia and New Zealand for some reason.
I thought I saw it in...
Anyway, neither here nor there. So we're going to do a couple of space worlds and probably post a few of them between this show and the next. But the next show is the mini show, which is a free-for-all. Any random games you guys want to bring up is perfectly fair. Then the Super Nintendo show and the official show at the end of the month. So, till next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.